Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. Happy Friday, or happy whatever day you are listening to this. This goes up on a Friday, so if you are listening on that day, happy Friday. We have made it through another week. It was a really quick week, to be honest, and I can't believe we are already at February. Chapter 2 of 12 of the year 2021. We are on to our second month. I hope everybody has had a good start to the month. I love the start of a new month. It just feels like very fresh and exciting to me. And I like to really reflect on the past month and then figure out the kind of energy and vibes that I'm bringing into the new month with me. I love new months because it's just a good time to set new goals and to tackle them and figure out just a bunch of new things that I'm going to be accomplishing this month. So happy start of February to everybody out there. I have a super exciting episode for you guys today. This is a series that I recently just came up with, and it's going to be called the Let's Talk About Blank series, and blank will be obviously whatever topic we are talking about. It's mostly going to center around health, fitness, and wellness stuff. The first couple episodes are going to be exploring supplements, and I thought that would just be really fun to talk about because I do research a lot of supplements, and I'm very particular about the things that I put into my body when it comes to vitamins and supplements, and I just thought it would be really fun to talk about it. And today's episode is all about protein because I surprisingly get a lot of questions about protein powder and the protein powder that I use and recommend. And I have vetted a lot of protein powders, and I'm very particular about them. I use them in my smoothies all the time, which I usually post on Instagram. So I feel like that's why people ask me my opinion on protein powders. But in general, we're going to be talking about protein today, ways that I recommend getting it, and then also protein powders that I recommend. But I'm really excited for this series. We're going to be talking about, like I said, a lot of different vitamins and supplements in the future, a lot of just like health and wellness trends that I'm seeing out there. I'm probably going to do this like once a month maybe, and I'm just really excited for the series. I think it would be fun to have like a continuous series to come back to every couple of weeks for the podcast. And I hope you guys are excited for this one. If you have any like requests or recommendations about what you want me to cover in future episodes, let me know, send me a message, and I will look into whatever you're requesting. And if I feel good about it and I feel good about the research, I will definitely record and upload an episode about it. Before we get into things, you know I gotta do the opening segment. So I have just been obsessed with the change in the opening segment that I have made, and I've gotten the best feedback from you guys about it. I just love how interactive it is. I feel like it gives us a chance to connect with one another, and it makes you guys like active listeners as opposed to passive listeners. So the prompt I want you guys to think about or write about this week is your current relationship with your body image. Body image is something that I think a lot of us struggle with, especially women of all ages, younger, middle-aged, older. I feel like body image is a huge thing that a lot of us struggle with. I know I struggle with it, and I've made an episode in the past about body image. I think I've made a couple episodes about it. So feel free to look back on past episodes to like hear my journey with body image, I guess you could say. But right now, for me personally, I will say that I've been having a really positive relationship with my body image. I've just been feeling really good, and I've been taking care of my body, which I feel like largely influences how I view my body and how I view my body image. But I also feel like just because I'm working out and I'm eating healthy doesn't mean that should be like the indicator of my relationship with my body image. You don't have to have like a super fit body to have a good relationship with your body image. Bodies come in all shapes and sizes, and it's super important to appreciate whatever state your body is in right now, whether you've been gaining weight, whether you have been losing weight, whatever stage you're in right now. It's so important to appreciate your body, especially if you're a woman, because women are, pardon my French, but women are fucking awesome. Our bodies do amazing, amazing things, and I think that's something that we tend to forget about. Women are just really cool. Don't forget that. And our bodies do amazing things for us. So just take a moment right here, close your eyes or write about it, and reflect on your current relationship with your body image. If you are maybe stirring up some negative emotions, work through those, pinpoint why you are feeling that way and how you are going to work on them. Okay, let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is all about protein. Let's talk about protein. So I feel like when it comes to healthy eating, what a lot of us seem to hear about or read about or research about is the importance of protein. I feel like when you're starting to get into healthy eating and maybe you're starting to get into working out, I just feel like a lot of resources tend to drive home the importance of incorporating protein into your daily diet. But there's a lot of misinformation about protein out there, especially protein powders. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and I'm going to give my recommendations for protein powders. But I first want to explore kind of like how to figure out how much protein you should be having in your daily diet and sources of where you can get protein that aren't protein powder. Also, before we do a deep dive into the topic of today's episode, I want to give a friendly reminder and also a disclaimer that I am in no way like credible to be giving this sort of advice, I guess you could say. Everything that I'm going to be talking about is research that I have done on my own. And I have done quite a bit of research, but I am not like a registered dietitian. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a doctor. I am not a credible source at all. I just do my own research. So the things that I'm going to be talking about, like obviously listen to them and take them in for what they are and how you want to interpret them. But I always think it's super important to not take what I'm saying as medical advice. Everybody's bodies are so different. So what I'm about to say that works for me might not work for you. And also, like I said, don't take it as medical advice. I am not credible to be talking about this at all. I am not licensed or trained in any way. I am just someone who's really into health and wellness, and I do like to research this stuff on my own time. But of course, above all else, if you are going to be making changes into the way that you eat and the way that you exercise and the stuff that you're going to be adding into your diet, of course, talk to a medical professional when it's necessary to do so. Also, I am going to be linking articles in the episode show notes that are referring to everything that I'm going to be talking about today. So if you do want to read more about them or check my sources or whatnot, everything will be linked in the episode show notes. So you can find all the stuff that I'm about to mention in this episode down in the description. Okay, y'all, let's get into it. So like I said about a minute or two ago, I feel like when you are beginning your health and wellness and fitness journey, a lot of resources tend to drive home how important protein is. And protein is definitely very important. Protein is essential for building and maintaining muscle mass. It also gives us energy and gives us a lot of good vitamins and nutrients, and is also a really good way to help keep you fuller longer. So just making sure that you are getting the most out of your meals. When you're adding a good amount of protein into your meals, you're going to find yourself just being a lot more satiated once you're done eating. One thing I have noticed in my research about protein, though, is that a lot of places and websites and such, just a lot of sources in general, tend to really, really overestimate how much protein a woman needs. I remember like back in college when I was getting into working out, I would just like go to my college gym and lift weights and like go on the treadmill and stuff. I was starting to research about what to eat, and I found a lot of sources that were actually saying that a woman should eat 1 gram of protein per pound, I believe it was. Which if you think about that, that is a lot of protein to eat. So if you weigh 130 pounds, you're going to be eating 130 grams of protein each day. A lot of new research has come out that suggests that that is like a way, way, way overestimation of how much protein women actually need. And a lot of sources suggest that the average woman needs about 50 to 80 grams of protein per day. And then you adjust that scale based on how active you are. So for me, I'm a pretty active person. I do work out almost every day. I don't really like count calories and I don't track macros or anything like that. But I do try to eat good whole sources of protein in each meal, because like I said, I know it keeps me satiated. It gives me like that feeling of satisfaction out of each meal, like that kind of like satisfaction and fullness that I'm looking for. And it also helps me build and maintain muscle mass. If I had to estimate, I'm probably eating, I would say like anywhere from 90 to 100 grams of protein per day. Again, I'm like a pretty active person. I usually work out 5 to 6 times a week for about an hour. So give or take, and adjust like how much you work out per week and how active you are. And even if you don't want to track calories, you don't want to track macros, meaning that you don't want to track how much protein you are eating, there are ways that you can still ensure that you are getting protein in your meals without becoming obsessive over tracking, and you can just estimate it instead. So a good way to do that is to ensure that you are having a source of protein in every meal. So for breakfast, for example, I love doing a smoothie, and I will put a scoop of protein powder in there. If I'm having like whole grain waffles or oatmeal or a piece of toast, I try to use some sort of nut butter, like almond butter or peanut butter. Those are good sources of protein. I love having like nuts, like almonds and cashews and pistachios as well. Those are good sources of protein. Another classic source of protein for your breakfast are eggs. I love having avocado toast with a fried egg on top of it. Sometimes I'll have scrambled eggs. Like, there's a ton of different protein variations that you can implement into your breakfast. Now, moving on to lunch, I like to have chicken. I like to have beans. Sometimes I'll make avocado toast with an egg for lunch. Again, I'll have like nuts, like almonds, pistachios, etc. Cheese, Greek yogurt. I love having that kind of stuff for lunch. And then for dinner, I usually am getting my protein from some sort of meat. So my family eats a lot of chicken. We'll have like ground chicken and tacos. We'll have steak from time to time. We're not like huge red meat eaters, but we'll sometimes have steak like once in a blue moon, probably like once every 2 months or so. A new source of protein that I just started implementing into my life is fish. I'm really trying to make myself like salmon, and I had a piece of salmon for dinner the other night. And to me, salmon isn't like as fishy as other types of fish. It kind of just tastes more like chicken with like a slight fishy aftertaste. And I honestly have been really enjoying it. So salmon is another good source of protein. But if you like fish, there's like tons of variations of fish that you can have out there. And then also like just extending to all meals, vegetables are also a really great source of protein. So stuff like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, pumpkin seeds, those are like all really great sources of protein. Now, if you find yourself having a hard time getting protein from sources of whole foods, or maybe you just don't have time to like make a piece of chicken really quick, or you're not crazy about nut butters, or whatever your reason may be, protein powder would be a good source of protein for you. Now, I try not to use protein powder too much because I do prefer to get my protein from like food. It's honestly all in personal preference. There are some protein powders out there that can be bad for you, so we're going to talk about that now. I personally like getting a plant-based protein because to me, I just know that the ingredients are well-researched. I know that they are healthy for me. I know that there's not a lot of junk in there. And anything from like whey protein or like animal source protein powders, a lot of our bodies will have very bad adverse reactions to them. And we'll get into that right now. So for example, a really popular form of protein is called whey protein, and that comes from animals. Those sorts of proteins can cause a lot of bloating and a lot of gastrointestinal distress. So I think a common complaint that people will have about protein powders is that it makes them bloat. That is usually because they are using a whey protein. Whey protein is just really, really rough on our digestive systems, and not a lot of people's bodies respond well to it. hence why we bloat, especially women. Women really tend not to respond well to whey protein. So I would personally stay away from whey protein. Whey protein has also been linked to making people break out a bunch. I know that I've had a couple friends say that they can't eat whey protein because it makes them break out. Also, gluten in your protein does that. So keep an eye out for gluten. Not even if you are like gluten intolerant or gluten free. Like, for example, I don't eat gluten free, but I tend to not opt to have gluten in my protein because if I do, it does make me break out. So whey protein and gluten in your protein are two things I would definitely look out for. Another thing I would keep an eye out for in protein powders are artificial sweeteners and just too much sugar. So artificial sweeteners are used in a lot of proteins because, long story short, to keep it simple, that's what makes them taste good. So if you are using especially like a chocolate protein powder, a cookies and cream protein powder, like any delicious sounding and tasting protein, it usually tastes good because of artificial sweeteners. So you can look for artificial sweeteners on the ingredient list on the back of a lot of protein powders. The most common ones are usually sucralose and Splenda. And also a lot of times on the label of the protein powder, it will usually say like naturally and artificially sweetened. If it says artificially sweetened, stay away from it. Another thing you want to look out is for the amount of sugar. So again, a lot of protein powders tend to have a lot of sugar in them because that's what makes them taste good. I have seen protein powders with like 10 to 20 grams of added sugar, which is just insane. We could do like a whole episode on added sugar because you guys know that I am an intuitive eater, but added sugar is one thing I do look out for because it can be really, not even it can be, it is really, really bad for our bodies to have large amounts of added sugar. And a lot of the foods that we tend to eat have a ton of added sugar. I could do like a whole episode about that if you guys want, but definitely look out for added sugars. So when you look on the nutrition label, it will say total sugars, and then under that, it will say added sugars. That's what you want to pay attention to, because the total sugars includes sugars that are like naturally forming and like natural in the other ingredients, but added sugars are the ones you want to watch out for. Honestly, I would say anything above like 5 grams of added sugar is too much, so definitely keep an eye out for that as well. I would also keep an eye out for any sort of like milk powders or milk solids. You'll usually see this in the ingredient list on protein powders. Those are basically just used to bulk up the protein powder so that it makes it seem like you are getting more product than you actually are. And it's just adding like a bunch of junk into the protein powder that your body doesn't need. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And I also would watch out for any sort of protein powders that come from soy. So like I said, I warned you about the negative effects that whey protein can have. Soy protein can also be bad for a lot of people. A lot of soy protein powders come from genetically modified sources, and those sources tend to use a lot of pesticides. I am not one who like buys into the hype of organic fruits and vegetables and just like organic stuff in general, because it has been proven that organic is BS. But something I will try to pay attention to is stuff that uses a lot of high pesticides, and soy protein powders have been linked to usually using a high amount of pesticides to produce. So that is another one I would stay away from. So now I wanted to talk about 2 protein powders that I have tried and didn't like, and 2 protein powders that I have tried and loved. So for the ones I didn't like, the first one is the protein powder by Gatorade. My boyfriend actually uses this protein powder, so no hate to him. It does taste really good, but it has a ton of sugar in it. And basically like all of that junk that I mentioned that you probably shouldn't have in a protein powder. It's honestly just not a really greatly sourced protein powder. Another protein powder I tried and didn't like and honestly would not recommend is the Tone It Up protein powder. You can find this at Target. I don't know if anybody remembers the Tone It Up girls. They used to be like huge a couple years ago, and I still think they're pretty popular. But I think they're 2 friends, I believe, or they might be sisters. I'm not sure. They're either sisters or friends, and they have like this whole health and wellness and fitness brand, and they produce a protein powder. I picked it up at Target a while ago, like months ago, and I hated it. I got the vanilla one. I thought it tasted the worst. The vanilla was so overwhelming. Like, I would put it into my smoothies and I wouldn't even be able to taste the fruit in my smoothies because that's how powerful the vanilla taste was. And I was like using just one scoop, and a lot of protein powders will tell you to use two scoops. I was just using one scoop. It was actually crazy. And honestly, I just felt like for how much it was around $20. It was a really small tube. I remember it having around 5 grams of sugar, which isn't horrible, but I do like something with a little bit less of sugar. It was plant-based, which I do enjoy, but I honestly just felt like it wasn't the best bang for your buck, and the flavor wasn't that great either. Now moving on to two protein powders I love. So one that I just finished up, and I'm honestly very sad that I finished it, is a protein powder by the brand Kos Naturals. So it's KOS and then Naturals. I found it on Amazon and it is a plant-based protein powder. It was like $25-$30 and I got a pretty big tub of it and I loved it. It had like a nice subtle vanilla flavor. It was plant-based and it was flavored by natural sources, which I really enjoyed. The sugar wasn't bad at all. I think it was like 2 or 3 grams of sugar, which is awesome. And I just remember the ingredient list being great. So that is one I would recommend. And then I recently just got the Orgain protein powder, which I think you can also get at Target. It was around like $20. I think it was like $20 or $21, and it was a decent sized protein. I do like the taste of it. And it is plant-based, which I do enjoy, and it doesn't have a ton of sugar in it. If I had to say get one, I would get the Kos Naturals one. I just haven't had a chance to get around to ordering that, and I want to get through this Orgain protein powder before I go back and get another tub of the Kos Naturals protein powder. But that is definitely the one I would recommend. Protein powders can be like stupid expensive. I would not spend more than $30 on a protein powder. I know there's some out there that do like custom protein powders that you can like do a questionnaire and it'll suggest a protein powder for you. I would not buy into that hype. I have looked at those and they charge like $45-$50 for a protein. It's just not worth it because there are really good ones that are in like the $20 to $30 price point, and I would not spend any more than that. All right, that's all I wanted to talk about in today's episode. I hope you guys found this episode helpful. I know that healthy eating and incorporating more protein into your lifestyle can be quite confusing. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I really only scratched the surface of this topic, and like I said, I will be linking my sources in the episode show notes, but I definitely advise you to do your own independent research and also talk to a medical professional if you think it's appropriate to do so. I'm really excited about this new series, Let's Talk About Blank. So if you have anything you want me to talk about in the health, fitness, and wellness world, let me know. I have a bunch of ideas. I think the next one I'm going to be talking about is collagen, and that will come out sometime in March. But if you have any requests, definitely hit me up on Instagram, send me a message, give me a follow over on Instagram at MorganFlitHealth. And thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.